The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Please hold for a very important message.
Okay.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold. If you'd like to leave a callback number, press 2.
Okay, maybe we'll do that.
Your service has been temporarily disconnected.
No. Well, we might as well do this. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com and in our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open up the world's very first totally nude grocery store, ladies and gentlemen,
Ooh.
Alexis Thompson.
Ooh, let me bag your groceries. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. And good morning to Kenny.
I see three of us. I don't see the leader of the pack.
Well, I will explain why in just a second. And good morning to all of you on this Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to International Be Kind to Lawyers Day. Welcome to National Library Workers Day. Welcome to National Make Lunch Count Day. Welcome to National Peach Cobbler Day. Welcome to National Scrabble Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
Nope.
We
this
sure
is
Lori and Julia.
A damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson. And this, in this crack of dawn in the morning, not dawn's crack, but literally the crack of dawn.
Yes, yes.
How was your coffee?
I don't have a cup of coffee in front of me right now. So I will get that in the next break. But I'm sure it's delicious, and the waiting, just the anticipation, it's going to be even better than if I took a sip now.
Great answer.
It's been one of those mornings, I would assume.
It has been, yeah. Technology, I know, has not been your friend. Same with me.
Okay, fantastic. Dawn, how is the tea in your neck of the woods?
Oh, it's decisive, determined, diligent, diplomatic, and dynamic.
Nice. Kenner Mattel.
Drinking the Benadryl blend, which isn't working, so I itch all over.
How you doing, my friend?
Well, it seems, and this happens on occasion, it seems Alexis Thompson and I are living parallel lives across the metro, because not only am I, too, having technology problems, but I, too, am coffeeless.
Oh, coffeeless. Wow.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Coffeeless. I know.
Quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
Okay. Well, Tan Mom, nobody asked you. Nobody asked you, Tan Mom. The coffee's coming, just like yours, Lex, but technology-wise, if you have a PC, you will be able to relate to this little slice of life. I have three computers here in the radio room at Fox. And one, they're all PCs, and the one that I control the internet one that I control the internet on is also the one that now controls B. Arthur's security cameras. That's what I call these cameras. That's all they are. B. Arthur's. Yeah. B. Arthur's security cameras is on this PC. Well, the last few days. And you PC and the PC folks will be able to relate to this. I kept getting every morning for the past like four mornings, I kept getting, hey, it's time to restart your computer. And I'm like, okay, I thought, yeah.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, there, SOB, I just updated you yesterday. Mm-hmm. So this has gone on now since last Thursday. Obviously, we don't work during the weekend. So yesterday I was like, oh my goodness, 3 days in a row, how many updates can there be? And why am I, even during the show, Monday, I was asked to restart it twice. And I thought, now wait a darn minute. So I came in today and it did it again. And I thought, no. And I got here pretty early today. I got in the radio room around 5:15. So, and I'm telling you the time, not because normally you would give a rat's rear, but I searched updates and I thought, okay, maybe there's just a group of updates I need to do all at once. So I searched updates and lo and behold, there were. So that was
plenty of time.
45 blanking minutes. I thought, yeah. Okay. So I clicked update, and then that lovely screen came on that everybody can relate to. And it's the PC screen that says working on updates, and then it gives you the percentage, and it says don't turn off your PC. And then this is my favorite sentence: this will take a while. I got to give them credit for just telling you the truth and being blunt, but I love, this is going to take a while, folks. So, and it did. About 5:57, my login screen came on, and I thought, good. I can quickly get to the holiday website. I can fire up B. Arthur's spy cameras. I can, you know, do everything. 5:57. So I put in my log information, you know, Jason, and then password, Alexis is pretty. And then I pressed it. And then I got another screen. This animation came on that said, and I'm not kidding, the animation came on it said, your PC has delightful upgrades. This beautiful font comes on, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. Oh, no, it's cool. Yeah, I was like, oh, this is cool. Very thin. I love a good font. It was like a Avante Grande, you know, Avant Grande font. I was like, oh, this is cool. Then the font glides off, and it said, this is going to take a while.
Again.
No. And I went, what? I'm in. Like, you had me log in, you bastard. And I'm like, I had to put in my password. What do you mean? You already put in the updates, you piece of crap. So luckily, it came on at about 2 minutes ago. I am now in. So, yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
good. You see your face.
Wow. It's just... It's anyone that has a PC or computer, these updates, it's mind numbing. But I appreciate their honesty. This is going to take a while. This is going to be a long time. So sit back and relax. Anyway.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. It's like making an appointment sometimes and the automation will say, oh, someone will be with you shortly.
Oh, yeah.
I like when
all operators are busy at this time.
Like
please
that,
hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And then you just. Yeah, you just never know when, how long.
I honestly think one of the worst inventions, and you three can agree or disagree, I think one of the worst advancements, not only because it got rid of not only because it got rid of great receptionists, but one of the worst technological advances, the invention of the phone tree. Whoever invented the phone tree,
I
want them removed and put on an island. Look, sometimes technology, sometimes advancements suck. This is one of those times. I think phone trees are the work of the devil. They're horrible. Nobody likes them.
Have you ever gone through one and then it'll just say goodbye?
Yes!
After you've been waiting for a long time.
IRS.
Goodbye.
Yeah. IRS.
4 hours.
Yes.
Or my favorite is, and this is, we should just call this segment Relatables, is when, it doesn't matter the utility, they all do it, so we're not going to pick on a single one, but they go, you know, please tell us
the purpose for your call so we can better direct you.
And you're like, I need to speak to a representative.
Yeah. Please tell us the nature of your call.
Need to pay a payment.
What payment are you paying? Internet, phone, or DSL?
Internet.
What speed of internet do you have?
And then you go through 8,000 questions, and then this is the rub. You answer all of these questions from that damn phone robot, and then when you do get to a human, what do they make you do? Repeat. They ask you
everything.
The same questions that you just told the phone tray.
I know. Sucks. I used to work at a credit card company, and the people used to yell at me about that.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
There's no way for me to change that. It's something I've told the people that should.
I'm sorry, Dawn. That's right. I'm bringing back horrible memories.
Job ever. I hated it.
I can imagine.
I bet people are so upset.
Yeah, nobody calls their credit card company if they're happy.
No.
It's just differing degrees of anger that you deal with, which made my little heart just beat 12 times faster all day long, and I was a mess.
Yeah. No one's calling you to say, thanks for that interest rate, Dawn. Yeah. No. It is 6:12 when we come back. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? A very interesting scent of incense. Food scent. Alexis will tell you that. Plus, I have another getting her done. I tried a classic restaurant for the first time on Sunday, and I can't wait to tell you about it because it is now a new favorite. That and more when we come back.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist, too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Thank you, Hank. We'll take it from here. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. It's time for our federally mandated cooking, dining, and cocktail and segment. Hey, good looking, what you got kicking? Now, we don't normally talk about incense.
Oh, Phil's going to be mad.
Here on Hey, good looking, but
he might love this.
We're going to today. Lex, why are we talking about incense during our food segment?
Okay, when we think about scents that we really like, and maybe we want our space to smell, kind of fresh and floral, maybe, or maybe
clean linen.
Sandalwood. Yes.
Clean laundry, right. You know, just really nice. And Well, what say you about buttered bread, and melted cheese.
Oh.
Kraft is giving away incense so your place can smell like grilled cheese all the time.
Oh, I'm...
No.
No, because then I would be hungry for that.
Ding,
no.
Ding, ding. That's what I first thought. Like, I'm going to be wanting a grilled cheese.
No.
I'm, it's genius of them, right? Because that's what they hope you'll do.
Yeah.
No. I don't want... How do I put this? Unless I'm actually baking or cooking, yeah. I don't want the whole house to smell like a food item. Like, you know, like, I don't want it to smell like chicken fingers. I don't want it to, again, unless it's the holidays and, you know, you get a candle that smells like apple pie or whatever, treat and cinnamon or whatever. Cinnamon's probably a good example. But yeah. but my general house, general living space, I would like it to smell like one of the things we listed off. Clean linen, which is my favorite scent in any kind of air freshener. Clean linen, lavender, something floral. I don't like floral, but no, I don't want it to smell like food.
Yeah. Jason, what did you have in when I came over to babysit the dogs? Because I immediately was like, oh, this is great. It was like eucalyptus or something.
Oh, yeah, it's... Oh, what was it? What is it? It's from weed. Target. It's, well, Kenny, yeah, it's Dawn, it's our weed farm. Oh, it's, yeah, it's our weed farm
Kenny.
And the radios.
It was
yeah.
Kenny.
It's, yeah. No, I don't know what it is. It's a Target candle that I love. And I don't know the exact flavor, but I got it at Target. And it's a mix of that and, again, clean linen. But no, Lex. Nice. No on the grilled cheese.
Well, no. If this is your thing, maybe you're thinking, ooh, I want my place to smell like a grilled cheese. In honor of National Grilled Cheese Day, Kraft is giving away 1,000 packets of this incense with a wooden incense holder that's branded, of course. All you need to do is tweet them and use the hashtag #BreatheCheesy and sweepstakes until the 16th. Goodness. And they'll slide into your DMs and you may win.
Oh, no. But rarely look at my DMs. I'll answer somebody's message like 3 months later. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I just saw this.
Yeah.
Can I still have my cheesy plug-in, please?
Well, there you go. You guys can win that.
Work with a guy that hates the smell of popcorn. Do you guys like the smell of popcorn?
Yeah.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
No.
He hates it so much that it sends him into a rage. So when we were working together in radio, I'd be mad at him once anywhere from 1 to 4 days a week. And I kept popcorn in my desk solely to make him even more angry.
Oh, my God.
That's just the kind of guy I am.
Wow. Kenny. Is that
Reavers?
That
was always going around the station, too. Like, yeah. Never pop popcorn.
Nope.
Right. He's
nope.
around.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you don't want to see the rage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That crusty old fart's making me money now, though, so...
you got to be nice to him.
Being nice to him.
Yeah.
Like, what do you like the smell of?
Please tell us so I can get the appropriate candle. I thought... Until you just said that, I thought it was... I thought it was Reavers, but now I know who it really is.
Yeah. He's not a normal. Well, none of us are normal.
No, none of us are normal to have a job like this. No. Yeah. I have another. What do I call it, Dave?
Get her done.
That's right. Another get her done. A restaurant that's been around that doesn't get a lot of publicity, but still gets it done. For the first time, I had Chef Anahmed's original restaurant, Lemongrass. And it is Thai sushi, mainly Thai, and it is amazing. Now, I've talked about Chef Anne with her second creation, which was Lat 14, which still has my favorite fried rice in this city. But this, wow, did we discover a new favorite? We got a little bit of everything. We got some classic pad Thai. We got spicy peanut, spicy noodles with a peanut sauce. We got some chow fun. We just got a really great mix of everything, and Anne hits it out of the park again. Well, not again. This is where she started. So, Lex, I sent a link to you in your email.
I was trying to look it up. Okay.
Yeah. So, it's lemongrassmn.com. It's Chef Anna Ahmed's original. You can't go wrong. She's getting her done. Right, Dave? She is getting her done.
Get her done.
That's right. Nice. Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking about it now, and... yeah, it's going to be our new go-to takeout, I'm telling you. It's in Brooklyn Park, by the way. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Here we go. You ready? Watch me. Take the
thank you, Jersey Girl. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything.
I love nuts, and I love my drink.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jersey Girl. Hey, Dawn, before we dig into some entertainment news, can you fire up the satellite? I want to go live to the Chili Cook-Off. We haven't been there lately.
Yes, hold
go
on.
Go ahead and fire Lex. We haven't visited him lately.
No, we haven't.
This is the Chili Cook-Off going now live in Cumberland, Kentucky. Take it away.
I tried just one chili, and it set my mouth on fire, and I had to drink a 2-liter of Mountain Dew.
Oh, that sounds bad. We'll check in with him a little bit later. A whole two liter. Whew. Yeah. Yikes. Lex, I heard... as different as it's going to be, I heard some Oscar presenters have been announced for this broadcast.
Yeah, and now they're calling this award show as a movie approach is where they're going here.
What?
And yeah, that's how they're calling it, with all hyphens between that. Award show as a movie approach. Mm. So what they're doing is they're aiming to be more like a movie and getting A-list stars. Harrison Ford, Brad Pitt, Halle Berry, Reese Witherspoon, just a few of the presenters announced yesterday. Of course, the Oscars delayed 2 months because of coronavirus. They're doing an in-person show, but only the presenters, nominees, and their guests are invited.
Mm.
So it'll be scaled back, which is good.
Yeah.
But it will be on ABC April 25th, 7 o'clock here. Some other presenters, Zendaya will be there, Laura Dern, Angela Bassett, Don Cheadle. Let's see here, who haven't I said? Regina King, Joaquin Phoenix, Rita Moreno.
Oh!
Pretty cool, and Bryan Cranston. And then the director, Bong Joon-ho, he's the one that directed last year. He'll be back again. So that's pretty good.
I like this. Look, again, they got to do something. It's not going to be a traditional broadcast. It's not going to be a traditional live telecast. So why not try something new? Why not take some chances? I mean, you know you're... look.
You know they're not busy.
They're not busy. And then you know that the viewership is going to be low anyway. You know, and that's sometimes when, you know, when shows go through a kind of a dip, that's sometimes when they make their best decisions, because they're kind of in that mindset of, what do we have to lose? You know, we're already going to not have a great audience. So why not try some things? Why not experiment? I've said it before, and I'll say I'm excited to watch for that reason alone, just to see how they're going to piece this together and what it's going to look like.
Me too. Yeah. It's the production that's so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How he is going to direct that to make it this
look like a movie.
Movie.
Which I still don't know. I don't understand what they mean by that, but I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll probably be mad that I have to watch it. I'll be honest. It's a Sunday night. I'll be like, oh, crap. I got to watch the Oscars.
Because it's 23 hours. They maybe should be revolutionary and make it an hour.
It's going to be 3 hours.
SAG said that.
Again?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yep, they're going to draw this baby out. Let me just verify here.
I don't even mind that. And I know, Dawn, I'm with Dawn. I'm going to feel this way on that Sunday night. However, look, it's once a year. You know, Whoopi Goldberg said this one time, and I thought, you know, she's kind of right. It's going to be long. We know it, but it only happens once a year. It's like the Super Bowl. We know it's going to be long, but it's once a year. I don't mind the length anymore. Now, if it goes to like 10:45, 11, then I will crack open the mic on that Monday morning and bitch to high heaven about it. But yeah.
I still insist that they need to have really fast people movers, like in the airport.
Yes.
And then you just get on that thing and it's hold on. And then they just zip you up to the front.
Yep. Zip lines.
Yeah.
It will be easier this year because of less people. So maybe that will cut it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An even better idea. They put all the winners on the people mover, and then there's a guy standing stationary that just hands them the award as they go by at about 15 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Here you go. You're a winner.
Yes, like
you're
15. Yeah, way faster than the airport.
Yeah.
I say put everybody on the Disney World scooters. I mean, those things go 50, 60 miles an hour.
Whoa.
I've almost been mowed down. Dawn almost got mowed down by a few of them.
She's
so
backing up.
She's beep. Yeah. Oh gosh. That was beep, yeah. Beep, beep. Oh wow, Dawn. Yeah. Oh. She's backing up. Yeah.
Oh boy.
6:36. Dawn, what's Kanye West saying?
Well, he has officially responded to Kim Kardashian's divorce petition. Yesterday, because before now he had not even made any mention of it or responded with his attorney, and people were like, is he just ignoring this or what? And maybe this is the appropriate amount of time to get things together, you know, if all of this is involved, all of their money and all of their assets. It looks like he's being very good about this. He wants joint legal and physical custody of the children. They have four now. North is 7, Saint is 5, Chicago is 3, and Psalm is 1. And that's what Kim said she wanted in her initial divorce petition on February 19th. Another thing they're agreeing on, which I think this is awesome. I mean, they're both billionaires.
Yeah.
So they don't need any spousal support.
No!
They have both agreed that they are waiving the court's ability to award spousal support or attorney fees to either party. They're like, we're paying for our own stuff. We're not paying each other because one person has more than the other. It's just like none of that's going to be involved. So it sounds like the most just amicable divorce that you could have, you know. And depending on Kanye, he could have a moment and then change his mind on all of this. So let's get this signed real quick while not having an episode.
Yeah, and I'm glad they're doing the money thing, because again, how rich do they both need to be?
They're both billionaires.
Yeah,
I mean, he's richer than she is. Yeah. So at first, she just was named a billionaire. So I think in the beginning, we thought, well, maybe she'll be asking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But now, you're right. At this point, I mean, with the extra zeros,
she probably just wants it done.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how I would be. Just okay. Let's go to Judge Wapner. Let's go in front of Judge Wapner. Let's just sign the paper and let's just be done with it.
Yeah, but if there was a big difference, then we can totally understand that. But no,
I wonder how they're going to work out. Like, you know, he's in Wyoming. If he's going to stay there at his ranch, and are the kids going to just continuously fly back and forth? I'm almost positive they have a private jet.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
So it's Wyoming. So go ahead, Kenny.
Or two, I'm
two.
Sure.
Yeah.
They each have one. I'm hoping for the kids they'll have a house that they travel to, the adults travel to, not the children. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe they'll come visit the ranch once in a while.
But will it be a California divorce? Because California divorces are historically long and drawn out and complicated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if they file in California, I don't know. But then New York's aren't much better. Bethany Frankel. It was like 12-year divorce.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it seems to be that they're on the same page. So hopefully, it will It'll just be quick. Sign the papers, done.
So are the Pitt and Jolie divorce, that's still ongoing, is it?
Oh,
not?
Yeah.
Still going.
That too.
5 years, hasn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Still going.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It boils down to the kids again, just like with Bethany.
Yep. Both very similar. Parallels on that one.
You've got mail.
Oh, we're getting feedback from our food segment and Alexis's incense story. If you just tuned in, Alexis told us about grilled cheese incense during our federally mandated food segment at 6:15. A gentleman named Phil writes in, Dear Dawn and Alexis, Alexis stayed in the food lane with grilled cheese incense. Perfectly acceptable.
Oh.
What is not for hey, good looking? Houseplant talk with Miss Shannon. Now, I don't know what he means by that. What happened? Was there houseplant talk during a food segment or something?
Maybe. I guess so. I mean, he knows. It's all kind of a blur. Yeah. I don't even remember what we talked about yesterday. So
he does have an archival mind when it comes to our show. So yeah.
Yeah, we did dip into some house plant talk with Shannon. Yep.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you know. Megan Lane writes, how does
Plants gotta eat.
Yeah. Megan Lane writes, how does a nasty sounding incense qualify as food talk? Yeah,
oh,
Megan, we don't know.
She's spicy.
She's spicy. She's extra crispy today. Yeah, we try, Megan. And
how
swing
about
and a miss.
Hard seltzer.
Oh yeah.
That's another thing that's on that was on the grid there. Is that considered food talk?
We didn't get to it, but we can, you know, let's talk about it next. Let's do that. Then maybe that'll satisfy the angry villagers. When I say angry villagers, I mean Megan and Phil. Check out listener rewards for the month of April. Use the app to register for a MyTalk Micro One Room Makeover. Enter to win a visit to Weeping Willow Acres. And you can get gift cards to the Boo of the Coffee, Caribou, Bachman's, Aveda, and more. And you sign up for listener rewards by going to our website, mytalk1071.com. Let me look at the time here. It is 6:41. Please stay there, buckle your safety belts, and we'll be back with more right after this.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Marty Sherman and Little George from the Sawmill. It's our biggest ever oak sale. Save $300 on this solid oak roll top. Huge discounts on solid oak dining room groups. The Great Divide Stereo Entertainment Unit was $349, now $249. Get that look of natural beauty that you'll be proud to own with quality solid wood furniture from the Sawmill.
Where quality grows on trees.
This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Oh, I love those. Where quality grows on trees. And the
That's
cutest
a nice little jiggle there.
Well, and the best part of it is a visual that you obviously can't see, radio Jason. But little Joe that he referred to is a mini pony. That's the mascot of this.
God.
Yeah. Yeah, he builds these pieces of oak furniture on a farm, and little Joe was a local legend. I believe that was on the East Coast. That's an old East Coast commercial. So from the little treasure chest, I find these ads on. We've talked about it before. I love a good local commercial. There is nothing better than like from the 80s and even the 90s, a good, funny, poorly made local commercial. Nothing better.
Yeah.
Nothing better. Oh my goodness, they're fantastic. Anyway, 6:47, you are listening to the musical stylings of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Thank you for being here, everybody. There's a deer. Dawn, I thought I told you to. No, that's a deer. That's a deer. Yep. Yeah, got out again, Dawn. I'm telling you. Anyway. Now, Lex, you brought it up. We didn't get to it in our food segment, and, you know, the villagers are angry. They would like a little more. So what is this?
Foodie talk.
Yeah, what's this seltzer that you were mentioning?
Okay, do you guys remember Warheads, sour Warheads?
Yes.
From the 90s? Guys, I loved sour Warheads. I was more of a Skittles, Starburst, kind of sweet and sour kind of candy person versus chocolate when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Nerds. Oh, yes. And Warheads. So I guess the company is teaming up with a small brewery in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Oh.
And they're making a sour candy or Warhead hard seltzer.
Oh.
Does that sound?
No.
Artisanal Brew Works is what it's called.
No.
Nope. I would give this a try.
I would too. Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing double dry IPAs. They're doing an English brown and a sour beer inspired by Warheads. Of course, that makes sense.
Okay.
No.
And then there's black cherry, blue raspberry, lemon, and watermelon.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a beer connoisseur, but if I was, I think beer should taste like beer. And I don't know. I was taken recently to there's this tap place by my house, and I was there a couple weeks ago with someone that loves beer, and I don't. And I tried they were like, oh, try this, you know, chocolate sundae beer, you know, thinking that I would like that instead. It's like spoon feeding the child, you know. And no, I didn't. You know what I ended up liking was just like a lighter beer. But I didn't like that flavored crap. I mean, if I'm going to drink beer, I want it to taste like beer. I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on that.
So. Yeah, no, I hear you on that. I'm intrigued by a sour head, warhead flavor in beer, just to try it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, Jason, what about like hard lemonades and hard grape and etc.?
No,
do you do any of that?
You know why? And I was getting ready to say if I could see Alexis, but hey, because of B. Arthur's spy camera, I can.
Yeah.
I think, well, and we're all like this, I think. McLean's like this. The older I get, Kenny, the less I like sweet crap. So that's why that's a turnoff to me. I think about what my cocktail used to be when Lex and I used to stay up till 11, 12 dancing. And now I haven't seen midnight since Jimmy Carter was in the White House.
Unless I have only because I don't want to.
Yeah.
It's a baby crying. It's so, please go to sleep.
But my
it's not
drink,
fun.
My drink of choice used to be, as Alexis knows, a vodka cranberry.
Yes, of course.
The thought of drinking that now makes me want to, quote Mike Myers, hurl. I just want to hurl Wayne's World.
Those drinks, Jace.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember a margarita with a splash of orange?
Yes!
That used to be my jam. And then an amaretto sour.
Amaretto sour.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah,
that's what I used to drink when I first started drinking because I didn't know what else to order.
Yeah,
I saw somebody do it one time and I'm like, okay.
Oh, I'll get that. And you feel so fancy. You go up to the bartender and they're already judging you because you look like a prepubescent teen.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, and you're like, hi, can I get a, hi, I'm fancy. I'm 21 now. Can I get an amaretto sour?
And they're little, like, sure.
Yeah,
like,
a little,
yeah, we know
okay,
you.
Okay, tenderfoot. Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly. Yeah. You feel so fancy, but in fact, if you only knew how unfancy that.
Yeah.
But, well, and it was Lex. It was Thea. Thea, who we talked about all the time back in the day because we met her at Chamber. She was a bartender. Now she's a dear friend of Alexis's, and she was the
one. She's still a bartender at Chow Bella.
At Chow Bella
in Bloomington. Yeah.
She leaned into me one day, and I'll never forget this. She goes, I know you're a calorie conscious gay. And we both started laughing. I go, yes, Thea, I am. She goes, I would cut the cranberry. She goes, why don't I make you a vodka soda with a splash of cranberry? Thea changed my life at that moment.
Yeah, because that's your drink now, geez.
That's my drink. Well, now, no, I don't even do cranberry. No, it's just vodka soda.
Not even a little splash anymore, huh?
No, Lex.
With
a lime, two limes if I'm feeling frisky.
Mm-hmm.
But Thea was so right because she found the calorie count for a vodka cranberry. Oh. Girl, juice is loaded with calories.
I don't buy it.
No, juice is horrible as far as calories. But anyway, I digress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Comic-Con. Dawn, I don't know if you saw this. Mm-hmm. I know, or Lex, I don't know if you saw this as well. You both love the conventions.
Mm-hmm.
They announced yesterday they're not going to do a live event until 2022.
They're going to come back, and with all the surges, they just can't do it.
No.
There's so many people. How do you do that in a fun way? People want to cosplay and furry time. You know, it's just... just doesn't can't happen.
Furry time. The furries would be most protected.
Yeah, they would be.
Well, you know, they kind of do things in those costumes sometimes.
Yeah, but at least with the COVID, I don't know what else they're catching.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, this
and the
is
panels and everything. You know,
this is a perfect. Yes. What, Kenny?
There's strategic openings in the costumes.
The panels. Yeah. I mean, they do things in the costumes.
Kenny, don't act like we didn't do this on Saturday. Don't sit there and act like we didn't.
Yeah. It all makes sense.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Some of
the zip. I get it.
Yeah. I told Kenny, I go
easily drawstring, you know.
Can we play the Fox and the Hound? I'll let you all decide who played the fox and who played the hound on Saturday, but let's just say we beautifully recreated a Disney classic.
Uh-oh.
No, remember, speaking of the past, remember, Lex, Yeah. We were schooled. We were educated. It was a great moment on our show. We were kind of mocking the furry community, and we had a mother call us live on the show and delicately, I mean, it was constructive criticism, and she was very nice. She goes, guys, I just want to tell you, I get jokes and da-da-da, but she was telling us how gentle and great and kind the furry community was and was really schooling us.
Yeah.
And from that day forward,
because her son
was a furry, never made another joke. Never made another joke.
A ton of furries you that follow you. Me for some reason. I don't know why.
They follow you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because you. Oh,
I wonder
look
why,
like a furry.
Kenny.
Yeah. You're like the King Ewok.
As he
there.
Throws his beard.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're just
Piper.
Our furry. You're a furry guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so I've never had a problem with them.
You see them in them. Their dreams.
They're all cool and laid back, and we never get in fights. So
yeah. No, they're awesome. It's an awesome community. Mm-hmm. 6:55, everybody. Hey, don't forget, please follow us on the YouTube, because now you can watch radio. That's right, everybody. And for every new subscriber, B. Arthur gives us each a nickel. So if you love us, you'll subscribe today. We're going to take a break. We have a fun 7 o'clock hour. The talk returns. What was that like? Well, we'll tell you when we come back.